We are on Daf Chesamad Beis. We have two Taisvism who go explain Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Menayim Labal Choyv Shekayne Mashkin, Shnema Olochoti Etzedoke, Imeine Kayne Etzedoke Minayim, Vikan Labal Choyv Shekayne Mashkin. Let us see Taisvis. Minayin labal chayv shekayne mashken perish bekontris b'shar duchti lischayev ba'onsen. Abal chayv is kayne da mashken that is chayev ba'onsen. Now, the chayev onsen, according to Rashi, the chayev onsen is as follows. That Be'emison, it is considered when he takes the mashkin, shalei b'shas alvo, it's like, it's considered like there was a gviya of the chayv already. The leive has a right to be paid the mashkin. But Kozman is not paid it, so it's considered like it was paid up, like the chayv was paid up. So if the chayv was paid up with the mashkin, and now the anoinis happens, and the malva loses the mashkin, it got burnt, anoinis occurred, so it's just like a person would purchase something, and then he gives money for it, later anoinis will happen, and he'll tell the moichi, give me back the money because anoinis happened. I mean, it was you purchased it, it's yours, and now anoinis happened, you lost your thing. So the same thing, it's called like a gviyas achoiv. Mashkin is called a gviyas achoiv. So he got paid already. And then this happened, so you can't want any more money. You were paid. No, the loive has this schus of p'diyah. That is Shitas Rashi. So therefore you can very well understand that kibim mekadish with hamashkin shalei b'shas alvo, it's called very that the chayv was nigve. The kosha the rameya berabiu the pligi bimalva la mashkin, I have a shame socha, a shame chinam. Abu shayl I have it, buki gmor rameya kerabi yitzrok, mashman dab yitzrok lay omar lischayev ba'onsen. The gmor says that rameya holds like ab yitzrok, and therefore he's a shame socha. So we see, not the way Rashi says, Kach nira li shekones amashkin lischayiv b'gneiba b'aveid. Now, this we have to understand. What is pshat b'al chayiv kaines amashkin lischayiv b'gneiba b'aveid? I mean, we have to, that means if an einus occurred, the loive has to pay him the chayv. He didn't get paid up yet. So the chayre from Taisvis we see that the chayv is not paid up. So what was he kaine? Al chayv kaine samashkin. He can be mekadesh anisha with it. He can be kaine neved with it. He was kaine and either he's still the loivis. If it's Gneva Vaveidi, it's Chayim. Taisvis and Bab Metziah Daf Pei Beis and Med Beis says as follows. Me'eze Tam Yir Shem Esocha. How do we understand Rabbi Yitzchak that the shemesach dichoshiv kinyin gomo? If we assume that it's his, Yeah, he got paid out. So then Rashi is right. So he got paid up. So if nothing has happened, you received your payment with the mashkin. So if nothing has occurs, so the loiv, it's not the loiv's responsibility anymore. You got paid up. He didn't get paid up. Lahava filu shemesocha. The behiha no. Shviyochel lekadish b'yesa isha. Kidamrinon the kitcha b'mashken da'achere mikodeshes. Havi alei shemesocha. So Taisva says a mouthful over here. So Taisva says that he has a bailus in the mashkin, lekadish b'isha. It's his for kinyonim. It would seem it's not his for everything, but it's his for kinyonim. Now, if it's his for kinyonim, so he's deriving benefit from acquiring this bailus. So therefore, he's a shem el socha on the mashkin. Chiddush Arim says pshat, according to Taisus, Atais v'saivrim shatayre zochsoloi b'matone shiyamashken shaloi kozman shene mishalom loi, the tzista mekin yonim. The chayv wasn't paid up. So that's why he's not chayv bonson. Never got paid up. The Torah gave him this tzchus that he could make kinyonim with it. And Taisva says, so if that's why he's a shayma socha, so it's dafke a mashkin shaloi b'sha salvo. Because that's what Rabbi Yitzchok says. The Gemara says, Rameya holds like Rabbi Yitzchok, the Baal Chayv Koine Mashkin. And that has to be Shalad, he's a Shema Socha, and he's a Shema Socha because he can be Mekadesh Anisha with this Mashkin. So that's Tafke Shalay Bishah Sabah, he's a Shema Socha. And that's when he can be Mekadesh Anisha, because if you'll say he can be Mekadesh Anisha, Afilu Bishah Sabah, he should be a Shema Socha, Afilu Bishah Sabah. That is not like our Taisvis. The Taisvis we learned yesterday, our Taisvis had a whole Cheshbon, and Taisvis made Kedushin and Shemitah and Bal Yiroh one big kugel. And our Taisvis says that here it's Olam Shibudei, and since it's Olam Shibudei, so Lemaise, yet so this Shibud is transferable, and therefore it's called Shalachicha B'yodecha, and therefore it's called Motzi B'yodcha. And then we keep him in Kaddish Anisha. So it's Kan Sheila Ben, so why isn't he a Shema Socha B'Shas Halvo? Why isn't he a Shema Socha B'Shas Halvo? He has this capability of being Mekaddish with it, with the Shibut he has in the Mashkin, and the Shibut Olim. Unless we would say that Hashem B'Sochel means that he is deriving benefit from the Mashkin. So B'Shas Halvo, perhaps we could say, what benefit am I deriving from the Mashkin? I didn't have to lend you the money at all. I mean, what are you being Mahanami? I'm lending you the money, you're giving me a Mashkin now, so what, and if I wouldn't have lent you, so I'd have the money to make the kinyonim. So it could be, it's not called you are a mahanami by giving me now a mashkin with which to make kedushin. You'd be mahanami a little bit more if you wouldn't borrow the money from me. mean, so what am I deriving from you? Shaloin b'shas halvo, the money was lent already. So now it comes to make kedushin to us, his wallet is empty. He doesn't, I mean, so now here's a mashkin, he can make kinyanim with this. So there it could be, that's why he's only a shaymo socho shaloi b'shas halvo, even though he could be mekadesh anisha b'shas halvo also. Perhaps we could say such a beer. Tzedakim minayim. Now the makoyer of Rabbi Yitzchak that Abal Choyv kaina mashkin was from this posik. The posik says lachati yetzedakim ve'im taima ike tzedakim emashe yachzaloi lishkavola. That means he had a right to hold it. And didn't have to give it back to him. So that's the tzedakah that is returning it. What's the right? He gets a bailus in the mashkin. Let's see the second teretz of Taisvitz. V'yesh mefoshin le'mikri tzedakah le'noisin mishaloi. K'moi tzadik mishaloch v'tenloi. So tzedakah is that I'm doing him a favor. That means I had a right to hold it. And I have a right not to give it to him. Some say, so I've done in Garish Shlita once, one to the Taina, that since this mashkin is Oymed L'Gviya, so I have a right to hold it, not to give it to you. You'll be using it, maybe you'll be Mafchis, the Shavius of the mashkin. I have a right to hold it, not to give it to you. It's not mine, but I don't have to give it to you. So I'm doing a very nice thing when I give it to you, but that's not called tzedakah. Tzedakah means that it has to be yours. L'mikri tzedakah onaisin mishaloi. That's called tzedakah. It's the pasuk called it tzedakah, so that means not only I didn't have to let you use it, That's the nice thing I'm doing. That's not called tzedakah. That's called chesed. Tzedakah means I have a bailus in it. I'm letting, it's mine to make kinyanim. And I'm letting you sleep on my thing. So that's it. So it's a raya, it's mine to make kinyanim. Let's see the first teretz. V'yesh loyma d'dayik m'dechsi v'shocha b'salmosei b'racheka. V'ilei ha'vekoyne leim kenk shimavolchei ho'oni havalei ribis d'vor. Now, if Baal Chayv is not koyne mashkin, so what's the broche? What is the broche that the loyve is giving the malve? He says, you have a mashkin, shalei b'shas halvo. Theoretically, you could make the gviya now. You go to Bezin, you'll make a gviya, a guten tag. Now when you're not doing it, you're not making the gviya, and you're lending me the mashkin, I could use it each night. So b'emesin, you're being malviach this man halvo. And you don't have to. I mean, the mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo was given to you that you have now the capabilities of going to Bezin. This is a mashkin b'shas halvo. I want to make a gviya now, so Bezin will take care of it. So the halvo could have become paid up now with the mashkin that was given to you without any problems. You're not being goyven now from the mashkin. You be maviach the halvo, and the Torah said, "Uvei racheka." Others want to say that the Torah said that the loive should give you a bracha for this. This is very nice of you what you're doing. So it could be this is ribis ktsutze. If the Torah says you have to do it, or the Achsman and the Siva says, or the Pasuk is speaking about b'chol oifen, afilu. I mean, let's be Megashim the Indian. Let's say that the Leib is given a greiser Rebbe, and then he comes, he knocks on the door, and he says he'd like to have the Mashkin tonight. Fine, no problem, but Rebbe, let me give you my name and my wife's name and all my kinderlach, and the Veiracheka. And the Pasuk is, I wanted to go to Besdin really today and take it, but Rebbe, you don't mind it, fine. I'll give you the Mashkin, you can have the Mashkin, so we'll be Maviach the Halvo for another few days, but I'll give you my Kvittel and the Broche. So that's what I'm doing. So the bracha is for what? For it's you might say you weren't goyved. The bracha is for the bracha says man. Oy, is that right? That's ribis dvorim. That is ribis dvorim. It could be. I mean, either the pasuk is speaking about b'chol loyf nafilah matkaitz given, or this alone, that the Torah seems to tell the Loivi you should do it. This is a proper thing to do. This is, you should give a bracha. So that's called, like, we're kites, it's a bracha from the Loivi. It would seem from this that the Ribbis Dvorim is a deraisa. Because that's the raya from Rabbi Yitzchak that he's kite. Now the brach is for something else. Now the brach is not for the brach as man. There's a new thing. It's I'm sleeping on your pillow. So now the brach is I'm using something that belongs to you. Oh, this is like it. So then it's not for the brach as man. It's for the usage, the shimush of your mashkin. You have a kinyan in it, you can make a kedushin with it, and everyone's ready to make a kedushin, and I come, what's gonna be tonight with sleeping, so you give it to me. So I'm giving you a broche for using your thing. So then it's not ribbis, and it's, so then al kaponim either we have a raya that ribbis dvorim is a deraisim, al kaponim because else it would be yasa al ribbis dvorim. But that's the one third from Rav Chazan, Zechayna Lebroche, that could be, the Svara is, Afilu say Ribbis Dvorim is only Yosemi the Rabbonim, but the Taz says a Yesod, that Chazal would never ask for something that's Mefurish Pekro. So, if the Torah says Veira Cheka, in Chazal asked Ribbis Dvorim, is Eis Gishpart, that Balchayv Koyna Mashkin. Because if Bachoy wouldn't be kind of mashkin, so then Chazal would never ask her. That's how Chazal understood Shan the Veiracheko, that a broche is for the kinyan he is, not for the avochas as man. Let us go further. Tana Rabbanu is kachali b'mone. He gave her a money, natlosoi vizorkosei liyam, and she went and she threw it into the yam. Eilohu elochol davar ha'ovit, einu mekadeshes. So the Gemara says, so it seemed dafke if by taking it and destroying it, so she shows she doesn't want kedusha. But it would seem, what if she didn't destroy it? She threw it back in his face. He gave her a dust, and she threw it back in his face. So then it would seem she is Mekudish. They're throwing back in his face. There's a message with that. Take it, Lebina. So Moses says, Loimi boy, ka oma. Loimi boy, should the sino kame, they'll have a Kedush. That's posh. If she threw it back in his face, it's even not Kedush. Avo zorkose le yame lo'u, ein mekime de mechaye bo'u. That means if she has no intentions of getting married, Kedushi kodesh nafshe. So, why is she getting into this blotter? I mean, if she doesn't have intentions of getting married, she don't want to get married, so throw it back then. Why are you throwing it into the yam? So the throwing it into the yam, you're going to have to pay for it. I mean, what's pshat in this anhoge? So there's a svara to say kedushi kodesh nafsh. That means so she really accepted it for kedusha. So she doesn't have to pay for it. It's her money, so she doesn't have to pay for it. That's why with her money she can do whatever she wants with. So she threw it into the yam. V'hadika of the yachi. So what's that kipshat and throwing it into the yam? Savra ivdike la gavra iras chano hu eloi. Kamash malon. It's a very modern Maisa, after you get married, to find out if he's a raschone, amal kaponim, that's not likud. She decided to marry him if he is a kaisen, if he's not a kaisen. She just has to know how to handle with him. That's the only problem. So she starts off the marriage with her left foot to see if what he's going to do. If he's a balmidis or if he's a raschon. So she'll know how to act accordingly. Zukt Rashi, not lose vizorkose liyam, befon of leimer eini reutze. Hoshe de sine kamei, b'mokim sheine ovid habe kiddush, mit miye. Zumal says, no. Midi ich, that's poshe that she's not in the kiddush. Now, midi mechaive bei lishlumi, gomra ve kitshanapshe, that means if she doesn't want kiddush, she'll have to pay for it. So why should she? So that's very narish. But why is she being mazikit? So therefore, she had intentions to become a kodeshes. Lafi shohu shelo, but it's hers. Zokosai lenasei says that now it's hers. So she wanted to test him. He muragz and if he's a kasa. I mean, it's zicher that it's shalom, because even we'll say that a gabuchet is a psashayla in achroinim, like this, the Baal has a schus achilas peiris benichse ishtoim. The shayla in achroinim, if the kesef kedushin, he also gets a schus achilas peiris. Yes or no? Maybe that the case of kedushin perhaps is immune for the schus nichsei meluk. That was given all the shame. Kedushin could be that's immune, or could be no. Could be he also has a schus achilas peiris. There was once a pesamaisa shahoya that the chosen didn't have a ring by the kedushin, and his sister was there, so he asked his sister to be makna her ring to him. And they were Makadish's wife with the ring. He was kind of the ring. So there was a shayla if she's not getting married, because could be the Baal is a schus achilas peiris in this ring. I could, the scholar thinks she's getting a ring. Now her brother-in-law will come to her and tell her, and Shuldik, I have a schus achilas peiris in this ring. So it was a shayla. Abal kaponim, that's after the nesuin. He gets a schus in the nichsei meluk. Here we're talking about after the yeres, and so here we can learn Rashi without any doubts. Lafi shuhu shelo. The ring is zicher. Now it's zicher hers completely. Is zokosai. So she threw it away. The nasa, he says, zeim huragz. There is a interesting Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi in Siman Kuftes Vov is a shtiko problem. We have a klal that b'chol ha'teira kule teich yedibo kedibo domi chutz from kedushin. Kedushin we say teich yedibo lav kedibo domi. So we have here a problem over here. Here it's not losai. She took it. And now she threw it away. She threw it in front of him. She threw it away. So, but she took it. So she's married. I mean, now she throws it away, it's too late. So the Chamtzvi says as follows. He says, he's speaking about Sakosi Teshdei Dibo. Aye, Teshdei Dibo is too late. Haynu la'acha shekvar nigma ha'kedushin bevadai. That means that halacha that Teshdei Dibo does not help by kedushin, that is dafke when there was vadai nigma kedushin. Kegoin she'amra hein. That means we know Klal there was zicher a maise kedushin. That means in later she wants to be chayzer. So in any other scenario besides kedushin, she could be chayzer. That means I come over, sell me your field, and then. He goes and makes a key, sells the field. I have charata. Teichadim can have charata. I thought it over. By Kedushin, it's too late already. But over here, the never what all we have is a natlosoi. He gave his kachali bimona and she took it, but we never heard a positive yes. So that the Chamtzvi says, I mean, this is the creating a psakadula in Teichdei Dibur of the Kabbalah. She can be megalep shat in the Kabbalah. This is nothing to do with the Gemara in the Dorim. They're talking about there the shailas. I know Claude was a Kabbalah l'shem kedushin. And I'm just being mefalpul. Can I be chayzer from this kedushin? So that we say the halacha of chazore shel toich kedai dibur does not apply by kedushin. But over here, since I never saw a positive rotzain mitzido to get married, even though she was mekabalit, but the kabbalah could be. She wants to show him how vehemently she doesn't want to get married to him. So, okay, now she took it and, so if Teichdei Dibur, she'll throw it away. So, that is a gilui that there was no rotzen on Kiddush. The Meiri in the Teisus Riyazokin learned Pshat Nagemore speaking about Notlus on Bekas. So from the Etzem Netila, we can see that she wasn't interested in getting married. Miri says that Philo, she threw it away, Acha Kedei Dibur, it also will be good. Zakti Gemara Vaita, Tana Rabona, he's Kachili Bemone. She said, Tnom La'abo Olavicha. Give it to my father, give it to your father, Einem Kadeshis. Amenas she yikablum li. What if she said that they should be zeicher for me? He said the schiyas hamomen should be through them. Give it to them that they should be zeicher for me the money. Mekodeshes. Tana abba l'diyacha koyrech d'reishe. That a fellow she said abba. But if she didn't say Menashe Yikablam Li, she's Einim Mekadeshes. So Nevicha L'diyacha Koich D'Seife, that even though it's his father, she said Al Menashe Yikablam Li, he means Taket, that he should be Zeiche for her, and then there was Rotzen on Kedushin. Zok Rashi. Zok Rashi, Einim Mekadeshes. So now Rashi is a kasha. Veini doima l'ten mona l'ploine v'kadish ani loch. So Rashi, yes, so that's din orif. Well, what, where do you see that there's no ratzin on kedushin? Forget how she's not, there's a seder of orif. Veini doima l'ten mona l'ploine v'kadish loch, the hosom ihi kamro lei meikore. Because there, she started off, she approached him, ten mona l'ploini, v'kadish anilach. אבל כאן משעתי בוי כלוי מתן מייסך על האחר. So, לחיירה, let us elaborate a little what Rashi is saying. Hiskachi li bimone. And what did she say? Tnom la'aba olavicha. Give it to your father. Fact Rashi akashe from a Gemara before. That it works within olive. And on this kasha Rashi answers, it matters if she started or if he started. That's the chiluk. Here, when he started, it's mishat anibach. Now, l'chayre, there's a tremendous chiluk from the Gemara that Rashi brought down and from our Gemara. The Gemara that Rashi brought down, she said, besides starting first, look what she said. Ten mona leploine vekadish anilach. She said, klo v'murim. And then that Rashi yes, and here in Agamor it says Tan la'abo levicha. She didn't mention one word about Vakadish Anilah. But Aval Pika in Rashi yes the kash. Oh, why is it different than that Gemara? And Rashi says the test because he started first. So Lachaira we see from Rashi and Muyim Dika Chiddush. That means that according to Rashi's Teretz, Afilu. He said he wants to give her a money, and she says, "Give it to my father." And Vakadosh Ani Loch. She's also not Mekodesh. I mean, as always, all the says gives it for Rashi. Or else Rashi Lachayre should have said this chilek. That's the Taisus written the Miri Achilek on Rashi because of this. That's the chilek. There's a Miri Kachilek in Rashi. Seems not to hold of this chili. Let us see Taisvis. Non la abba la vichain mikadeshis. Im taima of amrina la el. Ten mona la ploine of akadesh and ilach mikadeshis. Yishloim with the leidami. The hosam shes chilo hi bedova. Ikalameima de daito le his kadesh. There we can say it's daita liskadish. Avalach shemola tchil liskadish libe mishivet nan la mishatil zikamayim dein daita liskadish alayhi mishata boi ve'ena chayshashis. There's a dik in the Lashon of Taisves. Taisves asked with the Gemara ten mona laplaini. Hakadosh Nilach Mekudeshes. Yeshleim Medaloi Dami. The Hosam Shishchilo Hi Bedava. Ika Lemeima De Data Lis Kadosh. Now it's a very smart notion. If she started Ika Lemeima, we could say the Data Lis Kadosh. I mean, we could say she said Ten Manu Laplini. Is Kadosh Anilach. So what's the Ika Lemeima? So I think Abba Kebegir is more this, so the Azad Rav wants to say that Taisvis held that the Vakadosh Anilach is Labdavke. That means, if she said 10 mona leplaini, she said 10 mona leplaini. She goes over to him. And he goes and gives over to Plaini, and says, I'm giving over to Plaini, but I read Mekadeshesli. But now I'm giving over to Plaini. She never said Vakadosh Anilach. But she said ten mona leplaini. She comes over to him. And now he thinks, oh, she wants a favor from me. I want a favor from her also. So he goes over to the plane, he says, Rebbe Kadesh is libe mona. And if she keeps quiet, she'll be Mekudesh. So that's what Taisvis is saying, Ika lameimah. That means that Philo, she didn't say Vakadosh Anilach. But she started it, so she doesn't mean Mishat Anilach, she means seriously. So if she started, if she didn't say Bakadosh Anilach, Ikalameima, but the title is Kaddish. Zuch the Gemara Vaita, Tana Rabon. No, it's actually Bemonet, Nom Laploini, Einem Kaddishes. Now it's Laplaini. Amanashi Kabalami Mikadeshis. It's Richa. So why do you need Plaini and Abba Bavicha? Diashmin and Abba Bavicha Hosamu Triyam Amanashi Kabalmali Habi Kedushin Nusamcha Daite Layu. She Zicha relies on them that Mustamah, that she's saying that I want that they should be Zicha for me. So she realized that Tata could do it for her. So she doesn't, I don't say that she means, Mishat Anibach. So, Avdenli Shlichu Soi. Avo Ploini Loi. But Ploini, a strange person, non la Ploini Amnashi Kablamli. I would think that, I don't attribute that she means seriously what she is saying. Yes, min employni hachu dechiyamrot nam leployni laave kedushin lemekal vadaiter legabayu lemeis velebe maton avlava bavichin lemekal vadaiter legabayu ema matoni yiftena layu. So I would think that tnan laave lavicha she taka means what she said, because she wants to give the maton a taka. So she's not mishata nibach. So that's why it says. So it's coming to tell us, Abba v'Elvicha, that afilu t'no lahem, it's no good. And it's coming to tell me, Ploini, that Menashe Kabul, Ploini is good. I don't say that which doesn't mean it seriously, because Mechitesi, this Ploini will be Zeichet for him. Zakrashi, some chaledovich lichus, chimakabalo havishlucha makacha. Zaktaisvis, non la ploini any makadeshis. Bimtaima, Mike Tony Lael, the brides of Avicho. Why does it say Avicho? Before we had a tzriches, the Avicho is coming to tell us that, Tanavicho lidacha keicha de seife, that if she said it not shikabli, even though it's avicha, she means it. So plainly is a bigger chiddush. It's a bigger chiddush that she means it. So why do we have these three cases? Abba avicha plainly, it should say abba plainly, and abba will have the revusa dereisha, that's non la abba, not mekudush, and plainly have the revusa the seifa. La'abba la'plaini sagi, vikala mevet kalani tzrichus, v'shem yishlam yedein lochish l'kach, given le'tona avicha bebraisa l'chud, if it be a special baraisa on avicha, so why need three baraisas, one for abba, one for plaini, one for avicha, the chidushim you see in plaini, I'll know koshkein avicha. Inam yishlam yedoch, itona avicha o plaini, v'shem desal kedaiter, the lehavi mekadeshes tveik sha'amra t'nam la'plaini mi sha'amra t'nam la'avicha samchadayta tveik shehi biyat plaini. Now first of all, taisas means t'nam. Taisas means amanashi kablamli. That's what taisas means. So the Ramban says a father, his father, salkadayta chamine, the mekalvi daite legavi brei viyodoi kiyad benoi dami. So I would think there's a svarat, there's two svarats. There's a svarat, what the Gemara says, that maybe plainly bechlal won't be mekabel the shlichus for her, to be zeiche for her. And Abba Vavicha Vineshvi, the Mahemisha mentioned, is a machut mashver, al kaponim, he's going to become a shver. So there's a svara to say that avicha is better. There's a svara to say that avicha is worse. That avicha, that's his son. It's a yodai ki yodai. The mekalve daite legabe brevi yodai ki ad benoi. So that's like, I'm saying it shouldn't go out of your rishus at all. So even though say alanas sheikabalumli, there'd be a svara to say that she should not be mekodeshes. So that's what it says of Avicha also. Tana Rabbana, iskachi li bemone, tanan agabi sela, ena mekadeshes. Imhoya Sala Shalo Mikodeshes. Boy Rabbi Sala Shal Shneyemal Taker. Let us see what Rashi says. Imhoya Sala Shalo Mikodeshes. Shechatseire Shal Odom Koine. Verehu Kimi Kimoy Shemekabalto. But Rashi is saying over here let's first see in the Ran. Then we'll come back to this Rashi. The Ran is on Daf Dalad Amid Beis with Daf Yariv. Tana Rabbana Iskachili Bimono Tanana Gabi Sela Einu Mekadeshes Vimhoye Sela Shalom Mekadeshes Perish Rashi Zal, Lafisha Hatzere Shalodom, Kainaloi Shaloi Midate, Rehu Kimi Shekibalte, Lafise, Hoda Boy Rav Bivi Sela Shoshneemal. So Mamela, not Marcella Shloma Kadesh, because she was Kainet, she was Makabal. Hoda Boy Rav Bivi Sela Shoshneemal, Afopi the Kamlo Vipek Asvine, the Chotzer HaShutvim Ein Koinem Boi Merkach Zeh Mizeh. So Memele is the Chashrek. So Memele, so if Sela Shalom works Al Shis Koine Al Chotzer, we have a Klal a Chotzer Shal Shutvim Ein Koinem Zeh Mizeh. So what's Habibi Shaila? Hochi Kamei Boi Lai Mi Amrinen De Kivin De Yesh Lo Chelik Boi. Since she is a chelik in the cellar, ki omri leit non agabi cellar, daitol is kaddish. She means it. He says, cellar shaloi, she doesn't mean it. She, like she's throwing it back in his face. Put on that cellar, your cellar. I don't need it. So that claw, she doesn't want. Cellar shal shneim, so there's a svara to say, she wants it. Because it's Takaha Sela also. Now, you have Viyu Nami, how does she become a Kodeshes? Viyu Nami, Kivin de Nechale Lakacha Aknuye Aknilo Mokim Baisi Sela Bakonilo. Aidume de Kivin de Sela Zu Eino Shelo Legamri de Chia Baomo. So Rashi learns the Shaila of the Gemara is, the shaila of the Gemara is that maybe she wants to be matre. That is the shaila of the Gemara. And so that these are the two tzodim. Once had this, since she has some sort of a bailus, so I say that she's masking to the kedushin. Or do I say that since he has a bailus also? So she's not masking to do. She gives also any shalom the gamri d'chia balmu. So I don't see rotzen and kedushin. So that is the suffer. Now the Ran mentions that there's a svare. The Ran started off with there's a problem over here. There's a problem as chotzer shel shutvim in koinin zem mizem. So the Ran says, well, if she really means Kedushin, he also means Kedushin. V'yu nami kim de nechle lekacha aknuye akdala mokim ba'isei sela, v'konilo. So he's makne a mokim ba'isei sela. Now, this is a big problem difficult to understand. Lashar is makna har amokim desach. Where's the ma'isa kinyan? Where was the ma'isa kinyan? You have a big boulder over here, and they shoot from in the boulder. You can't be kind and kainim zemizev. And she wants kedushin. Yeah, that's it. She wants kedushin. He also wants. Fine. About the shailas vikum tekatzim bedavasana. But also he puts it on the seller. He wants and she wants. But there's a problem. It's not kainim. So perhaps we could say that the reason why ain't kainim zemizev is an asivis that says that Achotzer HaShutvim, the Ran in the Dorim, says that when each Shutv uses it, it's theirs. When Reuven is using it, it's Reuven's. When Shimon is using it, it's Shimon's. So if Reuven puts down a chayfetz in his Chotzer, so it's Reuven's Chotzer. So therefore, Shimon can't be Zeichev, because it's Reuven's Chotzer now. That's why in Koinim Zemizet. So if that is the problem, so it could be Moshe L'Mokim, that means B'dibur alone could be this, I mean, it's our Chatzah. So even though I put it down first, but I want, you should be kind, and I want you to get married. So like, there's a non-sadi that I want it should be now your Chatzah. And you don't need a new Maise Kinyan in order to make it her Chatzah. It's a Chatzah HaShutvim. When she's using it, it's her, I want it should become, now you should use the chotzer to be kind of this chayfetz. So it could be you don't need a ma'isa kinyan. Since it's a chotzer shutzim, apidarka shel haran. And the dorim, that when each one uses it, it's theirs automatically. So he just masks him that she should use it, and the taka becomes hers for that time. The Bloom says that there's a thesis in Bchayres that says a gewaltige Chiddush, that if there's a real Gemiras Das, the situation is such a situation that there's a real Gemiras Das to be makni, you don't need a Maise Kinyan. So Memele, so that's Pshat in Chotzer Shel Shneim. He's Moshel on the Maise Kinyan. Now let us see Taisvus. Im hoi yasalo shalo mikodeshes. Perish bekontris, tachatzeira kaino lo. Bloi nehira, im kain, my boy yasalo shal shneem al, pshita dayna kain. Ki even do chotzo shal shneem, ki demrinu perka moichas asvina. Omar Abiyanai, chotzo shal shnei shutvim, kainim zemi zem, ומוקי לא במוידת בסייך קופוסי שלקח. But it's that you don't say Caleb שלקח becomes bottled to the רשוס מייך because he's a שוטב in the חוצה. אבל במוידת על הקרקע לא, but if you're מוידת על הקרקע you cannot be kind. ונראה לפרש דהוך עתם אין תולי בקניין חצירה. So therefore Tesis is חלק on Rashi. If she's married als chatzera, so then chatzer shel shneim will not be good. Elok shel selos shelo. Now here we're talking about in rotzin. Is she masking to get married? Shel selos shelo som chadaita. Shein is shelo loy som chadaita. A boy shel selos shel shneim is som chadaita eloy. We have to understand. The Taisa did not finish explaining the Gemara. Sela Shalosh is maskim. Shalosh is not ma'iz maskim. Shoshneim, Asafikim, she's maskim. But how is she kainet? What happened? How did she get married? So let us see the Rosh. The Rosh, the Rosh is in the middle of Eishid Beis. This is Daf Pei Baldam at Beis Pedaf Yerosh. It's So he has the kasha. V'yeshloima adohoch ein adova toli bekinyin. Shetei koina yidei asela. D'mayri hoch afilosor kamona l'soich cheiko. So the Rosh says in the Kimtovia, the Gemara is not speaking, she just said, put it on the seller. That's all what she said. Lemaisa, what he did, he was like, Lasei Cheiko. Viki Baltoi. And she was Mekabalit. That means he said that I'm kadeshously. And Jesus put on the stone. And the stone is his stone. So what does that mean, put it on the stone? You can take back your money. I'm not interested in getting married to you. And he went and zog l'seicheiko. And she took it. So that doesn't mean anything. That means I told you, put it on the stone, you want to give it to me, shkaya. But there's no commitment for marriage. Ma yesh lodem beloshen ze, v'nafke meino, im zolka ilu seicheiko b'shtika. So that is how, that's the chere pshat in Taisus also.